At the time of this writing, various school boards across America are introducing the concept of special design to science classrooms, which challenges the theory of evolution. This effort is being attacked vociferously by some of hardline academia's non-science. Of course, science is defined as knowledge derived from systematized observation and typically experimentation that can duplicate the phenomena. The origin of the Earth and its universe is not presently taking place, therefore not observable as it happens. Evolutionary theorists have attempted to duplicate the origin of life in laboratories, but without success. Evolution, or as the English pronounce it, evolution, is not science, but a scientific theory which is mere speculation. When evolution must stand up against special design, evolutionist position becomes foolish and contrived. Even its champion, Charles Darwin, said so. Darwin said, "To suppose that the eye, with all its inimitable contrivances for adjusting the focus to different distances, for admitting different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration, could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree," end of quote. Science's knowledge of the human eye was surely elementary nearly 150 years ago. Today's advanced knowledge of the anatomy of the eye makes Darwin's confession even more glaringly true. Science hasn't even come close to plumbing the depths of God's marvelous wisdom in the creation of this human eye. All things have been created by the hand of God, special design. If you haven't yet made your peace with the God who created you, click on the Further with Jesus on this website for a formal introduction. Now for today's subject. God said, Numbers chapter 20, verse 17, "Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders." God said, Genesis chapter 14, verse 17, "And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale." Man said the Bible is not a holy God-authored book, but unreliable stories passed down from generation to generation, now the record. The veracity of the Word of God in the majority text King James Version of the Bible is unassailable. For the past 6,000-plus years, its authority has been challenged literally millions of times by carnaldom's best minds, but without success. It is tried and true. On this website, there are over 200 feature subjects that unashamedly defend the Word of God. This number grows by one, God willing, every Thursday eve. God Said, Man Said covers diverse subjects from the six-day, 24-hour creation, man made from dirt, one original mother and father, Noah's Ark, Lot's wife, Sodom and Gomorrah, 6,000-plus-year-old earth, historicity of Jesus Christ, and the coming prophetic battle of Armageddon, to what God has to say about biracial marriage, divorce, romance, olive oil, butter, stress, the power of going to church, etc., etc. Time and time again, God's Word is true and righteous altogether. Today's subject will be just another proof that testifies of the historic accuracy of the Scriptures. Numbers 20, verse 17, "Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders." According to the WorldNet Daily, the king's highway is also known as the Arba Road, the oldest continuing commercial trade corridor on the globe. This 4,000-plus-year-old road found its naming in the days of Abraham, Genesis chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. "And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, and Shemeber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims, and Ashtaroth-Karnim, and the Zuzims and Ham, and the Emims, and Shavakirathaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Emishphat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, four kings with five. And the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Abraham pursued the kings who took his nephew Lot captive and destroyed them. The following excerpt is from the Bible as History. Among the inhabitants of that stretch of country, the memory of that punitive expedition has remained alive to this day. It is reflected in the name of a road which runs eastward of the Dead Sea and parallel with it, traversing what was in ancient times the land of Moab and leading to the north. The nomads of Jordan know it very well. Among the natives, it is called, remarkably enough, the King's Way. We come across it in the Bible where it is called the King's Highway or the Highway. It was the road that the children of Israel wished to follow on their journey from Edom to the Promised Land, Numbers chapter 20. In the Christian era, the Romans used the King's Way and improved it. Parts of it now belong to the network of roads in the state of Jordan. Clearly visible from the air, the ancient track shows up as a dark streak across the country, end of quote. Yes, the Bible is a reliable history book. Genesis 14:17, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him, and after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. Flavius Josephus, a Jewish priest, Jewish general, Roman prisoner, and famed historian who lived just after the years of Christ, weighed in on the king's dale and states, "So Abram, when he had saved the captive Sodomites who had been taken by the Assyrians, and Lot also his kinsmen, returned home in peace. Now the king of Sodom met him at a certain place which they call the king's dale," end of quote. The Bible is a reliable history book. God said, Numbers 20:17, "Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand, nor to the left, until we have passed thy borders." God said, Genesis 14:17, "And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale." Man said the Bible is not a holy, God-authored book, but unreliable stories passed down from generation to generation. Now you have the record.